Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat, Crossroads Church. A pleasant day to you all, even to all our brethren across nations. Kayo din po sa mga unang pagkakataon lang na nadaan po dito sa live streaming ng Crossroads Church. Malukod po namin kayo tinatanggap in the name of Jesus and we're happy to worship Him with you all. Siguro po hinahanap yung si Pastor Al, no, these days kasi wala siya this July. Well, nandito lang po siya sa bahay namin. Siya po ang aming tagapamalengke, tagalinis ng bahay. Well, kidding aside, Pastor Al is in his annual spiritual retreat, no po, something like that, because he's celebrating his 34 years in the ministry. He decided to be quiet and listen more to the Lord these days. And yes, no, in behalf of Crossroads Central, Crossroads Mission, we greet you, Pastor Al Turbulo, blessed, happy 34 years in the ministry. So we pray that as you listen to the Lord, you will be all the more faithful and fruitful in leading God's flock. So we are excited, no, kung ano yung mga message ng Panginoon sa iyo. Kaya po, we bless Pastor Al and we want to say to him, we love you. Thank you for giving your life to the Lord. So how about us? Ano po ang sineselebrate natin this season? Siguro po, parang nahihiya tayo mag-celebrate. No? Pero yun lang, kakaiba lamang po ang mga celebration ngayon because may mga face masks and social distancing. But still the same, the Spirit, no, celebrates the goodness of the Lord. And He deserves all our praise and adoration and thanksgiving in all seasons of our lives. So, well, this month of June, we're talking about a cross, getting to the other side victoriously. So, today we will be talking about pagtawid. Kailan pwedeng tumawid? Sa pagtawid, may batas. Bawal basta-basta patawid. Pero pag nag-comply ka, sinunod mo ang law sa pagtawid, ay pwede na pala ikaw tumawid. Ilang ito para sa pagtawid natin sa kalsada o sa mga dadaanan natin. Applicable din ito sa pagtawid natin sa buhay. Marami tayong tinatawid niya, no? Pero bago tayo tumawid, paalala, mag-comply muna tayo. Sumunod tayo sa sinasabi ng Diyos. Pag ganon, ay pwede na pala ikaw tumawid. So, purihin ang Diyos for all the possibilities that we could do and we could be only because of His Word guiding us. So, today we will be discussing getting to the other side victoriously. Yes, that's the word of the Lord for you today. You will go through everything victoriously. We can get to the other side victoriously. So, atin pong pag-aralan kung paano mangyayari na tayo makatatawid sa kabilang ibayo ng may tagumpay. Ito po ay itinuro sa John chapter 6, verses 16 to 21. Let's all together read the text. When evening came, His disciples went down to the lake where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark and Jesus had not yet joined them. Strong wind was blowing and the waters were rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But He said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." And they were willing to take Him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. God bless the reading of His word. So tayo po muna ay manalangin. Let us all together pray. Father, we worship You today. We thank You for giving us another life. And Holy Spirit, we ask that You will bless us with a humble heart, a receptive spirit, so that we could understand, Lord, and live by the word of the Lord. And see in us Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, in everything that we are and everything that we do, may Your name be glorified. Purihin ka, Panginoon. We thank You for Your word to us today, that it is possible for us to get into the other side victoriously. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, The story in John chapter 6 verses 16 to 21 happened after the feeding of the 5,000. So, masaya yung kwento ng feeding of the 5,000. And after that, Jesus sent off the disciples to the other side para po ituloy ang kanilang ministry. Pero parang si Jesus, siya yung well-wishers sa church. Naipaiwan po siya and he blessed the people and he dismissed the people. And most importantly, nung mag-isa na po siya, he spent time with the Lord, with God, the Father. So, nagkaroon muna ng silence and solitude si Jesus. So, makita po natin sa Panginoong Jesus, yung kanyang routine. Before, after each ministry, he really spends quality time with the Father. Kaya po yung ministry niya, in every step, in every stop of the way, we could see Jesus na po had this wonderful time listening to the Father so that his move will always be right and he will be able to listen to the Lord and follow his will. So, well, the disciples, nasa gitna na po sila ng kanilang paglalayag and nakasalubong po sila ng malakas na bagyo, hangin, at malalaking mga alon. At kung titingnan po natin sa map, na po mula po sa kanilang sa lugar na pinagdausan po ng feeding of the 5,000 to Capernaum, ay maliit lamang po itong distance. Parang from east to west lamang. Pero, subalit nagtagal po ang paglalayag po nila because of the storm. Ang Sea of Galilee po ay susceptible sa storm. Why? Dahil ito po ay nasa paanan na po ng Mediterranean Sea at napapaligiran po siya ng mga ulubundukin. Well, na po, kung makikita po natin mula sa text na to, ang mga disciples ay siguro very excited sila, At nagkukwentuhan pa sila about the miracle that had happened in the feeding of the 5,000. And all of a sudden, nawala lahat yung excitement nila dahil sa lakas ng bagyo na inabutan po nila sa gitna ng dagat. And mula po sa kwento na ito, meron po 5 principles that we could learn how to get to the other side victoriously. Number 1, be a learner. Be a learner. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark and Jesus had not yet joined them. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. So here we see again, the situation between the disciples and Jesus. So, ang mga disciples, nandun na po sila sa kanilang paglalakbay, sakay ng kanilang boat. While Jesus stayed in Bethsaida na po upang manalangin pa sa Diyos Ama. In Greek, in the New Testament, when the word disciples is being mentioned, ito po ay nagpapatungkol sa pagiging student, learner, na po, at talagang followers ng Panginoon. And these men left everything just to follow and to learn from Jesus. And kita po natin dito na Jesus sent them off ahead of him. At mukha pong may ituturo ang Panginoong Jesus sa kanila. At gayon po ang kanilang pagsunod sa Panginoon. Sa anumang oras ay talaga pong sumunod sila sa sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus. At sana po maging ganun din tayo sa panahon ngayon na matama po natin napapakinggan at sinusunod ang kalooban ng Panginoon. At malalaman lamang po natin yan kung nasa right posture po tayo ng pagiging disciple ng Panginoon, pagiging learner. And this, in a way, begins our crossing over victoriously. At kung mamimiss natin itong pagiging learner, I don't know kung paano tayo makakarating sa kabilang ibayo ng matagumpay. So let us be a learner. Alam niyo po sa UK, pag po bagong driver kayo, bibigyan po kayo ng red light tag na may letter L at ilalagay niyo po ito sticker sa likod ng inyong kotse. At along the way, in the highways and in every way, makikita po ng mga tao that the car has a sign L and the driver is new in driving. So you need to give way to them. So ganyan din po sana tayo, no? Na kung meron tayong tataglayin na tag, no? Marka sa ating mga buhay, idalhin po natin yung marka na L, learner, disciple. That's the right posture to begin with everything, no? And to go on with this journey. Na tayo ay learners, tayo ay disciples. And in that way, no, magbubukas ang maraming pagkakataon, magbubukas ang maraming pinto upang tayo ay matuto sa buhay, mahubog ang ating spirit into the likeness of Jesus. At malaman natin kung ano ang sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin at masunod natin ang kanyang kalooban. Only when we are learners, we become obedient to the Master and we become, no, talaga pong submissive to His leadership sa atin. So dito may ituturo ang Panginoon sa kanila as disciples. Di lang sila tatawid sa dagat, kundi may kailangan silang tawirin ng mga aralin sa pagkilala at pagtitiwala nila sa pagsunod kay Jesus. We are disciples of Jesus. Narito po tayo sa journey na ito. Our eyes are not only on the journey itself, but our eyes, no, are into learning. Our eyes, our hearts are into learning. Our spirit is into the posture of being a student of the Word of God, of the presence of God into our lives. And with that, we will be able, no, to start to get into the other side victoriously. Not only being a learner, number two, recognize that hard times are part of the learner's curriculum. Yes, binugan niyo po yun. Hard times. Mayroon po talagang mahihirap na sitwasyon. Hindi po natin mapipili, no? At hindi tayo makakapili ng mga sitwasyon bilang mga learners, no? Kung hindi tayo ay nakapaluhob sa mga aralin ng buhay na only the Master would know. Only the Master knew everything na kakailanganin natin upang matuto tayo at maging ganap tayo mga disciples. At kung makakapili naman siguro tayo, hindi tayo pipili ng hard lessons, no? Hindi tayo pipili ng mga may exams at may mga quizzes. Lahat ay maayos, lahat ay maganda at maliwanag. Pero alam niyo po, masigit tayong natututo sa mga mahihirap na sitwasyon. At masigit tayong natututo at nahuhubog ang ating pagkatao sa mga panahon na tila hindi natin alam ang mga susunod na kabanata. Kagaya ng dinadaanan natin ngayon at kagaya rin ang dinaanan ng mga disciples. Imagine, no? Ano po yung mga description ng kanilang dinaanan sa gitna ng dagat at bagyo? Sabi doon sa verse 18 ng chapter 16 ng John, a strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. Nasa gitna sila ng dagat, ang lakas, ang sugit ng panahon, at talagang yung tubig, no? Dagat ay malalaki, no? And sabi po dito in Mark 6:48, he saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Who is this he? It was Jesus. Jesus saw the disciples struggling. Nakita ng Panginoon. Lahat po ng dinadaanan natin na ito, nakita na ng Diyos, nakikita niya tayong lahat. At hindi lingid sa Kanya ang hirap na dinadaanan natin. But somehow, He allowed this not to harm us, but to teach us because we are learners. And through this, no, makaka-crossover pa rin tayo. Possible pa rin na makapunta tayo sa kabilang ibayo. Possible pa rin na mag-progress tayo sa buhay na ito after all these hard times. At ba, darating natin ang kabilang ibayo nang may kakaibang natutunan, may nabago sa atin, kagaya ng mga disciples na ito. And you know, in Matthew chapter 14, verse 24, i-describe po sila dito na malapit nga lang po ang kanilang tatawirin, no? Subalit, napunta po sila sa gitnang bahagi pa ng dagat dahil po sa lakas ng hangin. And it seems that everything was against them. It seems that everything was so difficult for them. At kung meron pong maidi-describe sa kanilang situation, it was very mahirap, nakakatakot at nakakapagod. Imagine, no? Almost 9 hours na po sila naging struggle in the middle of the sea with that heavy storm at talaga pong struggling to survive. At hindi po naging maaya sa kanila ang situation na ito. Ngayon din po sa atin, in this pandemic, no, parang hindi talaga maaya at maraming panahon ang bumibilang na sa atin na talagang nahihirapan na po ang lahat sa atin. At naisa nating makarating sa kabilang ibayo. Ngunit bahagi po ng hard times na ito ay ang pagtuturo ng Panginoon sa atin upang maging handa tayo hindi lang sa mga bagyong parating pa sa atin, kundi maging handa tayo sa victory, maging handa tayo sa kabilang ibayo. And hard times will help us develop that kind of posture, that kind of the spirit and attitude na maging handa tayo sa tagumpay kung dadalhin tayo ng Diyos sa kabilang ibayo. How are we taking difficulties in life? Imagine si Paul, simula po nung nagsabi siya sa Panginoon that I will serve you, God, for the rest of my life. Talagang hardships na po ang dinaanan ni Paul. At hindi po siya nakapili at hindi niya mapipili ang kanyang sitwasyon because persecution after persecution, beatings after beatings po ang kanya pong naranasan. But after all this, no, looking back, Paul became different. Paul became a new man in Christ. Paul became a very powerful apostle. Paano niya po ito natutunan? Paano po nangyari ito sa kanya? Because of the hardships that he'd been through. So, purihin ang Panginoon because ipapakilala ang Diyos sa atin sa mga panahon na talagang nakakatakot, mahirap, at nakakapagod. Kaya, if we want, no, to get to the other side victoriously, let us recognize that hard times are part of the curriculum. But not only that, nabanggit po dito, nagpapakilala ang Diyos. And sabi po sa pangatlong bahagi natin, we should know the God I am. In this crisis, in this difficulty that we are getting through, kagaya po ng mga disciples, nagpakilala ang Diyos sa kanila. Nagpakita si Jesus sa kanila. In verse 19, ang sabi po dito, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, it is I, don't be afraid. Imagine, sa gitna ka ng dagat na may bagyo, and all of a sudden, you will see a person walking on the water. First time nilang makakita ng ganito. So they were frightened. Pero nagsalita ang Panginoon, it is I, ako ito. Ako ito, it is I, don't be afraid. So, talagang natakot ang mga disciples as how Jesus revealed himself to them. Pag po sinabing, it is I, yun po yung sa Old Testament na, it is I, the God I am. No? And nagpapakilala ang Panginoon sa kanila ngayon bilang mga disciples. Bilang kanyang mga disciples. At dun sa atin pong unang aklat ng Biblia in Genesis 1 verse 2, sabi po dito, now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Now imagine that, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The Lord was there. Jesus was there. No, He God was in the formless, empty, in the darkness, in the surface of the deep. So, andun na ang Panginoon. At gayon din naman sa panahon na ito, nandun ang Diyos sa panahon ng bagyo, sa kitna ng bagyo, lumalakad sa ibabaw ng tubig. And Job 9:8 says, He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. Imagine how Job knew God in the time na po ng kanyang difficulty. Nakilala ni Job na ang Diyos lamang ang nag-iisang kayang punuin ang langit ng kanyang presensya at siya lamang ang may kakayanan, no, na pumailan lang, na hindi lumalangoy, lumalakad at nakapaghahari sa gitna ng karagatan. Earlier on, no, sa feeding of the 5,000, nag-uusap-usap yung mga tao, nag-uusap-usap yung mga disciples. Sino ba itong si Jesus? How did He do this kind of thing? No, na mapakain ang ganitong karaming mga tao sa pamagitan lamang ng 2 isda at 5 tinapay. Paano ito nangyari? And some thought, no, that Jesus, He was one of the prophets. Jesus was one of the, siguro siya na yung promised king na talaga magre-restore ng kingdom ng Israel. Oh, Jesus was like Moses, a very powerful deliverer. So ito po yung iniisip ng mga tao. Pero hindi po sinagot ng Panginoong Yesus sa gitna ng mga tao yung kanilang naiisip. And Jesus answered the disciples with themselves in their inner circle. And it seems na sinasabi ng Panginoon, it is I. Hindi ako si Moses. No? Si Moses, bago siya makalakad sa gitna ng dagat, no, kailangan munang mahati, magkaroon ng lupa para makadagat. But I am not Moses. I am the God of Moses. I can walk on the water. I can walk on the waves. At kung paano daw po nagpakilala ang Diyos kay Moses sa sinabi ng Panginoon kay Moses sa burning bush and even in the Mount Sinai, that do not be afraid, Moses, I am. I am God. I am the God I am. No? Ito din daw po yung same degree and same power ng pagkakasabi ng Panginoon na it is I. Ego am I. No, sinasabi dito, it is I am, ego am I exist. Do not be afraid. Jesus is God in the flesh, standing on top of a stormy sea, identified himself to his disciples as how he identified himself to Moses. I am. Do not be afraid. It is Jesus who was standing where only God can stand. It is Jesus who claims what only God could claim. I am. But we have to ask, paano at bakit hindi na-recognize agad ng mga disciples si Jesus? Well, because the disciples were not looking for Him. The disciples were busy, focused on themselves, fighting to survive mula po sa kanilang mga sariling lakas. At sa challenging situations po na ito, dumating ang Diyos at nagpapakilala siya at hindi siya agad nakilala. Bakit? Hindi lang sa hindi siya hinahanap, kung hindi sa panahon na hindi po nila inaasahan. In fact, nung nakita po nila na merong lumalakad sa tubig, nagulat sila, natakot sila because akala nila it was a ghost. We are so frightened. The disciples got so frightened, no, with the supernatural element, no, kung paano dumating ang Diyos sa kanila at pinuno ang kanilang mga buhay. And Jesus proved himself to be in command of the elements, something only God can do. He could command the wind, the wave, the storm, the sea in his name. Alam niyo po, ang mga disciples nagulat, natakot sila kasi hindi nila ine-expect, no, kung paano nagpakilala at lumabas ang Panginoong Jesus sa gitna ng bagyo na ito. Gayon din po tayo, no? Minsan gusto nating makita ang Diyos sa gitna ng ating mga pagsubok. Pero sinusubukan muna natin i-save ang ating mga sarili mula sa ating mga sariling lakas. At sometimes nagpapakita ng Diyos, nagpapakilala na siya. Pero hindi natin siya makilala. Bakit? Hindi pa rin kasi natin siya hinahanap. Nandyan siya sa harapan natin sa tuwing tayo'y kakain. Nandito siya sa loob ng ating mga tahanan. Pero hindi natin siya namamalayan. Why? Because we are not looking for Him. At minsan nagpapakita ang Diyos ng kanyang mga galaw, Nagpapakita ang Diyos ng kanyang presensya. He reveals himself in a way that is very special. Pero hindi natin ito wini-welcome as from God. At pinu-question pa natin minsan ang kanyang pagpapakilala sa atin. Why? Because hindi iyon ang paraan na in-expect natin. Hindi iyon ang paraan na gusto nating mangyari. Kaya po minsan nagkakaroon tayo ng misunderstanding and misnowhere ng pagkilos ng Panginoon sa ating mga buhay. Alam niyo po, the disciples had an impossible job to do. Bilang mga estudyante, they are on the job training. Mismo sa kamay ng Panginoong Jesus, mismo sa presensya niya. At ang kanya pong malaking paghahanda para sa mga disciples, yung kanyang great mission na ibinigay po sa mga disciples to go and make disciples of all nations. Di ba? It was a great, impossible mission na gagawin ng mga disciples. Ano po iyon? To go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing everyone in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching everyone everything that God would command them to do. It was a very delicate, great commission. And mahirap po itong gawin. Absolutely impossible to do without God. That's why, bago tayo magsabi na ang hirap naman bago tayo mag-comment ng wala yata makagagawa niyan. Tapusin po muna natin ang statement ng Panginoon. At sabi niya, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Umpisa pa lang po ng training ng mga disciples, pinakilala na ng Panginoon yung God I am. Kasi yung God I am, yun yung kailangan nila. Siya yung kailangan nila upang maisagawa nila yung kanilang great commission. Do you believe that our mission is the same with the disciples? Do I hear loud amen? Yan din po ba ang ating mission? Yan din po ba ang ating purpose? Amen? To go and make disciples of all nations. Nahihirapan tayo. At nahihirapan tayong tanggapin at gawin. Tama po ba? Kasi hindi natin tinatapos yung aralin, hindi natin handang tapusin yung statement, yung sinasabi doon na, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. At ito po yung gustong matutunan muna ng Panginoon sa kanyang mga disciples. To know Him as the God I am. To know Him, no, ng mga disciples as the God who exists. Who will be the God I am na sasama sa kanila sa lahat ng panahon, sa lahat ng kanilang lalakaran. At gayon din po ang pangako ng Diyos sa ating lahat. And you know, towards the end, John, the beloved, was able to write, describe this God I am. Let's take a look, no, how John recorded this repeated phrase, I am, 7 times. John 6:35 says, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. John 8:12, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John 11:25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Imagine the revelation, the God I am with John, the beloved. It's more than sufficient for John, no, to live his life in the ministry as a follower, as a learner, as a disciple of Jesus. So ang Panginoon din po sa panahon natin ngayon, He reveals Himself to us, that only He could reveal to us, that only He could claim for us. He is the God I am. At sana habang nag-journey tayo sa difficult time na ito, meron tayong revelation of who God I am in our life, in our journey. And not only that, number four, overcome fear. To get to the other side victoriously, overcome fear. He said to them, it is I, don't be afraid. Do you know what's the most often repeated command from God in all of the scripture? Ano po ba yung mas pinauulit-ulit na command ng Diyos sa Biblia? Is it love God? Love others? Yan po ang greatest commandment. Pero hindi po yan ang most often repeated command. Is it stop making all about yourself? Mabuti po iyan, pero hindi rin po eh. Stop lasting? Tama na ang paggawa ng kasalanan? Tama na ang kahalayan? That's important, pero hindi rin po ito ang repeated command. Alam niyo po, ang repeatedly command in the Bible is fear not. Do not be afraid. It is repeated 365 times in the Bible. Imagine how many days do we have in a year? 365 days. And 365 verses of do not fear. Ibig kong sabihin, meron tayong one do not fear verse each day. Natataglayin po natin. Ganyan po tayo tinutulungan ng Diyos sa journey na ito. Dahil alam niya maraming nakakatakot at maraming nakakapagod na sitwasyon sa buhay na ito. Pero we should overcome this fear because fear sinks our faith. Nilulunod ng takot ang ating pananampalataya. Fear forfeits our purpose. Kanyang tinatalo ang ating layunin. At hindi tayo makakatuloy sa pagkatawag ng Diyos sa atin kung tayo ay mayroong mga takot sa ating puso. Fear paralyzes us. Kung tayo ay may takot, we will not be able to do anything for God's glory. Alam niyo po yung mga paralyzing effect of fear sa mga Bible characters na nakita po natin, just like Adam and Eve, when they got afraid because they committed sin, they hide themselves behind the tree. No, si Moses, no, nakagawa rin po siya ng kasalanan na talagang natakot po, nagkaroon po siya ng fear. He hide himself in the wilderness at kahit itatawag na po siya ng Panginoon, he was on the run. And where can we find the disciples, no, after Jesus, no, died on the cross and nung nag-resurrect ng Panginoon, natakpuan po yung mga disciples locked up in the upper room because they were afraid for their lives. At sa kapanahonan po natin ngayon, saan po tayo matatakpuan? How are we feeling right now with this COVID-19? Sabi nga po, yung COVID-19 is called pandemic dahil mula po sa virus na ito ay hindi lamang po siya physical na nag-affect po sa atin. It paralyzes everything, no, in us. And para po sa mga young people, meron din po tinatawag na fear of missing out o yung FOMO. At dahil dito, it keeps us from being able to make good choices when temptation comes your way. Ayaw mo, maiiwanan ka. Dahil doon, no, hindi ka na makapili ng tamang mga bagay, lalo na pagka dumarating ang mga puso. Fear of forgiving others. Tingin mo, no, kapag ka ikaw ay magpapatawad, may mawawala sa iyo. At tingin mo yung unforgiveness, yun yung treasure mo. At yun yung pangparusa mo sa ibang mga tao. Na parang kapag ka pinatawad mo na sila, you are the most weak person. And with this, no, it keeps us from the burden that we actually sort of want to hold on to at times. Fear of losing our friends and looking bad. At dahil dito, it keeps us from being held accountable. Pinababayaan na lang natin kung ano ang gusto ng ating mga kabarkada dahil natatakot tayo na mayroong silang masabi sa atin at mawala sila sa atin. Fear of offending others, what people will think about us. Ayaw natin magkukorek, ayaw natin magbibilin o ayaw natin magpupuna sa ibang tao kasi ayaw din natin na may masabi sila sa atin. At dahil dito, it keeps us from being bold to stand on the truth. Fear of not making enough money or a name for ourselves. Sa takot tayo na wala tayong kikitain, nawawala ng pera, or kaya nawawala ang ating mga pangalan. At dahil dito, tayo ay napupunta sa ibang mga engagements o ibang klase ng mga gawain na hindi talaga nakapagbibigay sa atin ang tunay na kagalakan, lubos sa kagalakan at meaning ng buhay. Takot tayo sa future kagaya ngayon. Hanggang kailan ang pandemic na ito? Tila wala tayo ba gagawa para mabago ang ating sitwasyon? At dahil dito, nagkakaroon tayo ng mga pag-aalala at hindi na nagiging normal ang takbo ng ating isip at damdamin. Marami po sa atin na nagiging anxious. You know, fear and faith cannot live in the same heart. Hindi po pwedeng manatili po sa isang puso ang fear at faith. At ang fear po ang nagbablind sa ating mga mata, sa ating mga spiritual eyes to see God and His work and His word in our lives. Fear prevents us from knowing who God is, the God I am. For fear is demonic. Fear is demonic. Alam niyo po, nagpakilala muna ang Diyos sa mga disciples. It is I. I am. The God I am. Nagpakita muna ang Diyos sa kanila bago niya sabihin, do not be afraid. Ano po ibig sabihin nito? Nagpakilala muna siya na siya, you God, it is I, the God I am who is with you. Siya mismo na kasama mo ang panlaban mo sa iyong takot, sa iyong kinatatakutan. At pag nakilala mo siya doon, you can begin to get into the other side victoriously. Last, na po, principle, upang tayo ay makaabot sa ibang kabilang ibayo na mayroong pagtatagumpay, is to be willing to bring the master into our boat. John 16 verse 21, then they were willing to take him into the boat. Bilugan po natin yung word na they were willing, no? And after that, no, sabi po sa ibang mga account in Matthew and Mark, immediately, no, the wind died down and immediately sabi ni John, the boat reached the shore where they were heading. Imagine that when the disciples were willing to bring Jesus into the boat, boom, they were able to reach their destination. Nandun na agad sila sa kanilang destination. Something had changed. Something had happened because they let Jesus into the boat. He could do things that you could not do in your own strength. Imagine po yung mga disciples, nakita po ni Jesus na nag-struggle, no? Nag-struggle to save their lives. Pero wala pa rin. Talagang ubos lakas, pero wala pa rin. Up until Jesus walked into the water, and they recognized him and they became willing to bring Jesus into their boat. Without Jesus, the disciples go nowhere. With Jesus on the boat, the disciples go somewhere. And that somewhere is their destination. They got exactly where they needed to be. Mararating mo lang ang iyong destinasyon kung kasama mo si Jesus. Bakit nga po ba at times no, nagpapakilala na ang Panginoon sa atin pero unwilling pa rin tayo to have Him in our life? Dahil kaya mo pa? Dahil gusto mo pa na ikaw pa ang nasusunod? O nais mo na ikaw pa rin ang may control? Dahil mas maalam ka ba? Imagine the disciples, no? They were in the storm at sea. Marami po sa kanila ang mga fishermen. At doon mismo sila sa Sea of Galilee, nangingista. At hindi bago sa kanila ang bagyo, hindi bago sa kanila ang malalakas na hangin. Pero this time around, dumating na sa punto na wala silang control kung paano nila ililigtas ang kanilang buhay. Marahil alam nila kung paano mangisda ng mula alas 3 ng umaga hanggang alas 6 ng umaga. Pero nagulat sila na kanilang master was able to walk into the water. At na-amaze sila doon. At maraming pagkakataon siguro na pwede nilang matutunan with him. And dito, they began to acknowledge that God is the sovereign God, the God I am. At yung labor nila that was so insufficient to save their lives, no? Subuko na rin po sila eh. Maalam sila sa dagat, pero hindi sila maalam kung paano sila maliligtas sa gitna ng bagyo. And they recognize their futility of their own actions. At doon na nagsimula ang kaligtasan ng mga disciples when Jesus, no, get inside into their boat. Ang boat po na ito ay nagsisimbolize ng ating marriage, ng ating relationships, ng ating pagiging magulang. Ang boat po na ito ay nagsisimbolize ng ating home, ng ating business, ng ating career, ng dreams po natin, and even our personal walk with the Lord. And I hope that we will be willing to let Jesus to be in that situation. Sana po itong mga panahon na ito, when we are passing through this pandemic, mapuno po tayo ng consuming God, ng Kanyang presensya, that He is our God with us, the God I am, He is our Savior, He is our Lord, and He could do greater things into our lives. At alam niyo po, nakakatuwang basahin in Matthew chapter 14 verses 32 to 33. Dito po, unang na-convince na ang mga disciples, no, that Jesus was indeed the Son of God. Basahin po natin in verse 32, and when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped Him, saying, "Truly, You are the Son of God." Ito po yung unang pagkakataon na na-record sa Biblia, sa history ng mga disciples with the Lord present in the body with them, no? Na nakilala nila, and they became convinced that Jesus is indeed the Son of God. Natawid ng mga disipulo ang Sea of Galilee sa panahon ng storm, yes. But more than that, natawid nila ang kanilang takot sa dagat, sa bagyo, sa buhay, at nakilala nila si Jesus na kasama nila as the God I am. Now they are not just ready to do their mission, but they are now ready at the same time to live out their mandate. And what is their mandate? To love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. What does it mean? It was recorded here that it was the first time that disciples get on their knees and worship the Lord. Storms of life, yes, it leads us to speak about Jesus and encourage others, no, that we have hope in this time, in this crisis. Ang dami po ngayon nag-preach. Ang dami po nag-encourage ngayon. Ang dami po nagsasabi that there's hope in this pandemic. We can get to the other side victoriously. Pero sana po, hindi lang tayo mangangaral, hindi lamang po natin gagawin ang ating mission sa panahon ng pandemic, kung hindi sa panahon din po ng storm na ito, we would also, no, in this time of storm, bring us down on our knees to worship God, acknowledge Him that He alone is our God, I am, and that He is with us, and He deserves all our praise. Sana dumating sa punto, sa gitna ng bagyo, sa gitna ng pandemya na ito, we can raise our hands to Him, we could bow down on our knees and worship the true living God and say to Him, "God, I worship You, even Lord, in this time of storm, even in time of uncertainties, Lord, I choose to worship You." We are called to put away our fear and trust in the God who said in Psalm 46, 10 to 11, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." We need to trust the God I am, the God who is with us. In conclusion, we need to see the power of the word of the Lord declaring upon us today. It is possible to get to the other side victoriously. and in the light of John chapter 6, verses 16 to 21, we could get to the other side victoriously if we will be in the right posture of being a learner. Recognize that hard times are part of the learner's curriculum. Know the God I am, overcome fear, and be willing to bring the master into your home. For our prayer time, I would like to ask every one of us these questions. What do you need to cross over from? Saan ka ba talaga nais mong makatawid? Ano ang kailangan mong tawirin? Ano ang iyong sitwasyon na mahirap, nakakatakot, nakakapagod? Broken relationships ba? Finances? Loss of dreams? Loss of opportunities? Ang paulit-ulit na kasalanan? Ang mga panahon na alam mong mahina ka? Gusto mo nang mag-overcome? Ano ang kailangan mong tawirin? Pero more than that, more than identifying your need or your struggle na kailangan mong tawirin, kailangan ma-check din natin ngayon, paano ba tayo tumatawid? Baka tumatawid pa rin tayo ng buong pagtitiwala sa ating sarili. Ubus lakas na eh, pero wala pa din, di ba? Baka kailangan mo ng anyayahan ng Panginoong Jesus. Baka kailangan mo ng maging willing to bring Him into your boat at siya nang manguna at tumulong sa'yo at hayaan mong dalhin ka niya sa kanyang kalooban sa tamang destinasyon. O hindi ka na makatawid dahil sa sobrang takot. Know that fear is an obstacle to our progress. We cannot get into the other side if we are fearful, if we are afraid. You need to do something to that spirit called fear. That's demonic. Rebuke it, cast it out in the name of Jesus. The second question that I need to ask every one of us is this. How are we becoming learners these days? Kamusta ang pagiging disciples natin? Tandaan po natin, hindi lang po natin aalamin papaano maging matagumpay, papaano maging matagumpay na makatawid po sa kabilang ibayo, kundi makilala rin natin sino ang nagbibigay ng tagumpay sa atin. Do you want to know the God I am who is with us? Just be a willing learner to bring the master into your home. And if you say so, ako yun, I want to pray that now this is the time. Let us bow our knees to Him. Let us bow our heads to Him. Let us lift up our hands to Him with hearts, no, submissive to Him. Let us all together pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You right now, thanking You because You reveal Yourself to us today that You are the God I am. With us. You are the God of the past, the present, and the future. You are the God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You are the everlasting Father. You are the most powerful God. You are the vine. You are our shepherd. You are our door. You are our the bread of life. You are the light. Lord, ikaw ang aming light, life, way, truth. Oh God, we declare this over our lives. And Lord, we thank You that You are with us today. Lord, please continue to reveal Yourself to us. And we want to see You up close and personal. We want to embrace, Lord, Your mighty presence into our lives. And with this, Lord, we forsake all the spirit of fear away from us. We rebuke, Lord, the spirit of fear in us. Lord, we rebuke any fear of loss, fear of sickness, fear of defeat, fear of sin, fear of being a failure in the name of Jesus. And all kinds of fear that we have right now, we forsake this all in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, please breathe upon us the spirit of faith in us. More than anything else, Lord, we need today is the spirit of faith. Lord, please give us this kind of faith, Lord, that sees the God, the living God in us and with us. The faith that can do mighty things with you, God. The faith, Lord, that can do our mission. The faith that can live out our mandate, Lord, in loving you with all of us, with all of who we are and all that we have. Oh God, we thank you. And today, Lord, please come into our home. Please come into our marriage. Please come into every relationship that we have. Please come, Lord God, into our finances, into our work, into our dreams, into our career, into everything that we are, into every area of our lives. Lord, be the Lord and be the Savior of our life. Panginoon, we thank you right now. Come, Lord, and do your mighty work in our lives. And we see in our vision immediately we can arrive to our destination in your own perfect time, in your own perfect way. You will bring us, Lord God, into the other side victoriously. Lord, every one of us listening, praying, Lord God, in this time, Lord, we receive, O God, that we are victorious in Jesus. We believe that we can get to the other side victoriously, only because Jesus, the God I am, is with us. This is our prayer, our worship, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.